Hey, guys. Thank you. Thank you very much. Hey, where I come from, if you keep someone standing on a hard linoleum floor for more than 15 minutes, you lose them all. I am the late Joe Biden. I work for Hillary Clinton and Ted Strickland and the UAW. And y'all think I'm kidding. UAW, as they say in my old neighborhood, you all brung me to the dance. I'd never know, it's God's truth. I was a 29-year-old kid running for the United States Senate. I'm the first United States Senator I ever knew. And I was getting trounced. But a guy named Leonard Woodcock used to run this organization 100 years ago and took a chance on me, endorsed me right after Labor Day. George McGovern, God love him, only got, I think, 29% of the vote in my state. Richard Nixon overwhelmingly won, and I won by a landslide of 3,100 votes because of the UAW. And I mean this as well. On behalf of Barack and me, I was in Lordstown, and here I came to say thank you. I know I would not be standing here as Vice President of the United States without organized labor and the UAW in particular. I know that wouldn't have happened. You have been with us the whole way. And I tell you, I asked you last time I was here, I asked you to trust me. And you did. And I hope I return that trust. I hope. And folks, look, you know, Armand, the county executive, said he was using a refrain saying, we need a president who knows. We need a president who knows that Russia's already invaded Ukraine. No, 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 no. We need a president who knows that we have a sacred commitment in NATO to defend Latvia, Lithuania, and Estonia because they're We need a president who knows that to say in the middle of a war in Iraq and in Syria that, in fact, the president of the United States invented ISIS, giving Hezbollah and their leader, Nasrallah, the ability to go on their significant internet connections and say, see, we told you, the United States is supporting the ISIL because they are Sunnis against us. We need a guy who understands, or a woman who understands, that they've already done significant damage to us before they ever got elected. Not a joke. Not a joke. Look, I've known Hillary for a long, long time. We've been friends for a long time, back since she was the First Lady in Arkansas. As the Secretary of State, she would come to my home every Tuesday morning to have breakfast for an hour and a half to talk about foreign policy. This is a woman I know well. Here I am about to go out and campaign for her 2 weeks ago, and I get a call from the President saying, Joe, you've got to go to Latvia. You've got to meet with the presidents of Latvia, Estonia, and Lithuania, because Donald Trump's saying he's not sure he would honor the NATO commitment if Russia invaded them. No, 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 but this is what the guy said. This, you know, this would almost be, you know, a Saturday Night Live skit if it weren't true. But it matters. It matters. It matters what this guy says. And ladies and gentlemen, he just doesn't get it. He doesn't get it. And Steve, you got it right. I mean, he has no notion of what's going on. Look, guys, you know, you've been waiting a long time, and I got a really great speech here I'm not going to give you because it would take too long. It would take about — No. I want to make a few points that are deadly earnest. You know, if you notice this year, our Republican friends. And by the way, I have nothing against Rob Portman. I like the guy. I served with him. He's a decent guy. And I don't know Trump enough to know — it's not personal. But here's two things. If you notice, all the Republican candidates this year are running saying three things. One, we're going to fight for and protect the middle class, right? We're going to create jobs. That's what we're about, we Republicans. And they say, and besides that, we're going to cut your taxes. My dad used to have an expression. When someone come up to my dad and say, Joe, his name was Joe, I say, Joe, let me tell you what I value. He'd look at him for real and say, don't tell me what you value, Charlie. Show me your budget. I will tell you what you value. So let's take a look at these guys. Look at Rob Portman and Donald Trump. Now, true, Portman won't stand, I'm told, on the stage with Trump. But these guys are cut from the same cloth in one regard. In one regard. Rob Portman was the architect of George W. Bush's economic policy. He was the director of — he's a good man, but director of OMB. Why the hell did we end up in this great recession that we had? How do we end up before Barack and I lowered our hands the day we were sworn in on January 20th, 2009, and that month had already lost over 700,000 jobs? How did that happen? Did it happen out of whole cloth? It happened because of a budget and a philosophy of the Republican Party. Donald Trump has laid out where he is, how he's going to help workers and increase productivity. No, 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 no. Just listen so you can use this with your friends who look at you and say, well, I don't know about Hillary. Because you get that happen to you. Don't you — we can't pretend, okay? Look at him and say, okay, this guy just laid out his budget. He's going to cut taxes $9.5 trillion. Millionaires and multimillionaires are going to get hundreds of millions of dollars in tax breaks. But what every independent study shows, if he does that, he's going to have to raise — he's going to have to — unless you're going to increase the deficit by $9.5 trillion, which will ruin economic growth, he's going to have to cut. In order to cut to balance the budget, he's going to have to cut everything by 40%, including Social Security. No, I'm not making any of this up. This is not Joe Biden making a political speech. This is Professor Joe Biden, a professor of political science, sitting there looking at cold, hard facts as if I were teaching it in a class. Ladies and gentlemen, what did Rob Portman say about Social Security? He said, forget all the phrases, guys. This is deadly earnest, damn it. This is too important. Forget all the phrases. He said we should voucherize Medicare and privatize Social Security. No, by the way, he voted that way. They voted — the Republicans, in case these guys win, just get this, guys. The Republicans already voted 6 times in the United States Congress to pass a budget that will cut education by $8 billion a year. They'll eliminate the access of your kids to be able to get a break to go to college. That will fundamentally change and raise your taxes while cutting the tax of the average person making over $1 million, another $500,000 a year. This is not made-up stuff. We don't have to make up anything this year. These guys are deadly earnest. And guys, this ain't over, man. This is not over. There should be no reason this should be — No, it's all right. 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 Because the deal was to get them into Manbij and to work was they'd go back across the Euphrates so we could have special forces moved in. That's why. Well, by the way,
my friends died. I have a friend. Bradley Shirley died. I have a friend. We fought.
Hey, I tell you what, by the way, if you're serious, no, will you listen? So did my son, okay? So look, let me ask you a question. Come back after her and talk to me about this, okay? You have my permission, yeah. Okay? All right? Okay, now. Now look, guys, here is the deal. Everything that my biggest problem with Donald Trump now is Donald Trump, again, not a bad guy, but his value set is totally different. He has no idea what the middle class is facing. This is a guy who says, and he means it, like a lot of other really rich guys think, he said, American worker is making too much money. No, but he means it. This is part of the mantra, right? This is a guy who says that there was, along with Portman, that it was a bad deal to bail out, quote unquote, the UAW and auto workers. But remember why they didn't want to do this. Because they didn't believe American workers are, in fact, hard workers. They used to say, remember what the arguments were? The arguments were, the reason why we are losing on the automobile front is the American worker is greedy. We can't compete with the Japanese. We're not as productive. All this malarkey that they fed out there, okay? So we came along, and you guys, the UAW, you made enormous sacrifices to save the industry. Enormous. And what happened? What happened was, they said we'd never make more than 6 million cars a year again. We made 17 million last year. We make the best automobiles in the world. We have the most productive workers in the world. They're three times as productive as they are in Asia. I'm the son of an automobile man. This is what made the country. But they just don't get it. And they're not bad guys. They really don't believe. They don't believe average Americans can do extraordinary things. They don't understand what built the middle class. There's a study that just came out, a study on economic policy that was done by a major organization. And the title of the study says that what happened is, they went back and looked, if American labor had as many people in the labor movement as we had in 1979, the average non-union worker in America would be making $2,700 a year more a year right now. Non-union. You guys built the middle class. You guys built the middle class. And so look. So I ask you, no, it's you guys did it. I didn't do it. I supported you, but I didn't do it. You guys did it. And ask yourself a question and look at your friends and say, name one thing you believe Donald Trump is going to do to increase the standard of living for average people. When you cut Social Security, you lower the standard of living for average people. When you cut Medicare, you lower the standard of living for average people. When you do not support childcare, helping people get to work and be able to afford childcare, you lower the standard of living. When you don't support the police and fund the police, your standard of living in your neighborhood drops. When you don't, and everything these guys stand for is will lower the standard of living for hardworking Americans. Look, guys, you know, I'll end with this. The idea here is that Republicans always talk about how they are for increasing productivity, right? Yes. Economic growth. Economic growth. County executive talked about how much Hillary's program would cost to deal with caring for our parents. Just like it will cost money in order to make sure there's free community college for 9 million people. It will cost $6 million a year. But let's take a look at the facts. Ladies and gentlemen, until the wealthy start paying their fair share, We got a problem. I'll give you one example. It costs $6 million a year to make sure that everybody can go to community college who qualifies, to a qualified community college, that the credits are transferable to a four-year college. It will cost the government $6 billion a year. You say, oh, my God, that's a lot of money. If we just eliminate one tax break called stepped-up basis, none of you would know about it unless you qualify. Stepped-up basis means if you go out and buy stock tomorrow, and you spend $1 million and you hold it a year and it's worth $2 million at the end of the year, and you sell it, you got to pay a capital gains tax on the million gain. But if on the way to sell it, God forbid, you drop dead and you leave it to your son or daughter, they don't have to pay anything. You know how much that costs the American Treasury every year in uncollected taxes? $17 billion a year. You just eliminate that one tax break that has no social redeeming value, has no impact on productivity. You put 9 million people in school and you can reduce the deficit by another $11 billion. And you know what putting every corporate executive you guys have to negotiate with, what do they say the answer is to more productivity?
Better educated public.
If you had 9 million people going to community college, you increase the gross domestic product by almost a half a percentage point. That's hundreds of billions of dollars. Guys, this ain't level. There used to be a bargain in America. Even Republicans used to agree to it. And that is, if you contribute it to the profitability of the outfit you work for, you got to share in the benefits. That isn't happening anymore. That doesn't happen anymore. And Hillary is absolutely determined to insist that there's more corporate responsibility and people pay their fair share. The richer is patriotic as the poor, but guess what? They have to pay their fair share. This isn't gouging anybody. Just give me any reason to tell you any reason. You know, if we just limit it in the tax code, the amount you can deduct, like in your home mortgage, you can deduct up to a certain amount of money, how much interest you pay in your home mortgage. If we limited the total amount you can deduct for anything from a charitable contribution to 28%, you know how much more income that would bring in to the federal government? $660 billion. Do you realize what we could do for these kids and their education? Do you realize what we could do for roads and bridges and infrastructure? Just making it fair. Just making it fair. So, guys, look, there is so much at stake. I'll conclude by saying my friend Hillary gets beat up because they say Hillary doesn't feel it or doesn't, she doesn't understand. Give me a break, man. Hillary Clinton understands that the worst thing that can happen to a parent is to look at their child in need or with an opportunity and know there's not a damn thing you can do to help them. To look at your child and know this incredibly qualified kid should be able to go to college, but you can't borrow the money to get them to college. It's not just the kid you lose and the productivity will come to the United States. It's the parent. I remember when I was a senior in high school, I was a pretty good athlete and a pretty good student at this academic Catholic high school I went to. And the great thing about having a dad in the car business was he didn't own it, but he managed a dealership. You got to take your girlfriend in a new car to a prom. Not a joke. So we had a routine. I had a 51 Plymouth convertible, candy apple red with no seat covers, and I had beach towels on the cover. Okay? $150. My senior year, I'm taking my girlfriend to the senior prom, so I jump in my car after my baseball game at a Claymont, a little steel town I lived in, went to school in, Claymont, Delaware. Drove 22 miles down to my dad's dealership that he didn't know he managed. And I had the same routine. I'd pull the car in the back of the lot, and I'd get out, and I'd go into the showroom and ask for Mary, the woman who ran the showroom. And I still had my uniform on, my spikes off, and I remember going in and hustle because I didn't want to be late picking up my girlfriend. And I said, Mary, where's Dad? She said, honey, he's out in the lot. by the service entrance. I walked out. My dad, who was a refined gentleman, high school educated guy, was a decent, decent man. And my dad was pacing back and forth, and he looked up and saw me. True story. And said, "Joey, oh my God, I'm sorry, honey. I'm sorry." I thought something happened to my mom or my sister or my brothers. I said, "What's the matter, Dad?" He said, "Honey, I went to the Farmers Bank, the outfit that financed the cars at the dealership." He said, "I asked them to lend me money to get you to college." She said, "Honey, they won't lend me the money." I'll never forget what he said. He said, "I'm so ashamed. I'm so ashamed." Hillary gets it, man. Trump has no idea. He has no idea. Families that you help maintain their income, going to bed over the last 30 years, staring at the ceiling, leaning over like my dad would look at my mom and say, "My God, what happens if he gets breast cancer? We lose everything. We'll lose the house. We'll lose everything. What happens? What happens if I have a heart attack? What happens?" He doesn't understand that there were thousands of conversations that took place at kitchen tables of two working parents with three kids making 60, 70, 80, 90 grand a year total. But they got to have the following conversation. "Honey, I know we need new tires, but you got to get 10,000 more miles out of those tires. We don't have the money this month to get the tires." How many people do you know had the conversation? Said, "Who's going to tell Mary she can't go back to Ohio State this year? We just don't have the money." It's about decency. It's about opportunity. It's about understanding what ordinary Americans are going through. And Hillary gets it. And Trump has not the slightest clue. None. He may be a great guy, he may be, but he has no idea what's made America. He has no idea that, in fact, one thing is we know in this country, give average Americans an even chance, and they have never, never, never let their country down, not one single solitary time. So, guys, there's so much at stake, man. This really matters. This really matters on a thousand fronts. There's so much to say, and I've said too much already, but guys, Donald Trump is simply not qualified to be the Commander-in-Chief of the United States of America. And we've never had a more qualified candidate seek the office of president than Hillary Rodham Clinton. So go out there and get her elected. Thank you very, very much.